Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, family. So let's talk about it all. I'm your host, Shadi, and we're here on another Saturday. I know you all could have been anywhere, but I'm thankful and grateful and humbled that you are here with me. Today, I have so much on my mind. I don't, you know, I'm really like kind of stuck with where I want to start at. But I'm going to start with something new that I created called Black Facts. It's going to be a part of the segment that I'm going to, you know, hopefully include every segment, because basically my motivation for doing this is us. It's for us and about us. And when I say this, if it's any other ethnicity on the line or any other nationality, it's nothing against anyone else. It's like as though you take care of your family first, and then everything outside comes next. So when I talk to us, I'm looking at us as family, as you are a reflection of me. I'm a reflection of you, and we are a reflection of each other. And it used to be that way. It used to be where whenever you went any place, whatever you did reflected on your parents, and you were mindful of what you did because you didn't want a negative reflection to come back to your parents. Now we've got so indoctrinated with all of the negative parts that this society has offered to us, to it's difficult for us to do what it is that is healthy, righteous for us, that will bring us to a point in our lives that we take control over our lives. We are one of the only people, not only in this country, but in the world, that have other people taking over places that we have the ability to own for ourselves. You know, I had the pleasure to go to Jamaica, my wife and I, and I seen, and it depressed me and hurt me at the same time. And I'm not one to really get depressed, but when I saw the Asians, the Chinese, actually running Jamaica and the Jamaicans working for the Chinese, it's something that happened to us as a people, as a whole, that we have to recognize and repair. We have become so emotionally sensitive to things or ideologies that have been given to us, to the point where we will fight against each other to uphold these ideologies that were passed on to us, you know, through our parents, some through schools, some through other cultures. It's we don't even know who we are. We struggle with who we are. There's plenty of us who don't even want to acknowledge themselves being black. You know, that's the one thing that we could say we have in common, even though it's not a nationality. We could say, okay, we're black. You know, which means a lot. And it says a lot because the stigmatization behind black has been so negative to, as a people, we are internalizing our self-worth based on how other people see us, rather than internalizing our self-worth based on how we see ourselves. We have a spiritual battle that is going on that, and I'm a religious person, that religion is not going to fix for us. We're going to have to tap in to the God within us and the women, the God within them. That's why we call the women the goddesses, because somehow we've got misconstrued and we have made God just him. We say him, we say he. When you read the Quran, it says we. And, for years reading the Quran, I'm saying, well, if God is one, why is it, why do it read we, whenever it identifies God, our creator, as speaking? And after, I understand now, after listening and viewing other individuals and the truth will come into your soul if you prepare for it. It will come to you and you will start seeing things clearly if you're open for the truth. However, if you're saying, I got the truth and that's all to it, now your mind is locked, your soul is locked, your heart is locked, so you're not in a position to accept something new that will help you move beyond where you're at now. It's when a person is born, a person is dual. We are dual. Both men and women have both, their chromosomes that we share, male and female. So from my understanding and me evolving beyond just accepting everything the way it's been told and the way it's been presented, and that's a part of Shadi, meaning seeing things as they are, not the way they are presented to me or the way they are presented to be. Seeing things for absolutely what they are. So if God is both male and female, then it's best to say the creator or say it rather than say him, which knocks us off from our connection with each other, because now we belittle to something without even knowing it. We push the woman away because we don't identify her as being connected with us or part of us. When we take certain things out of the religion, and I'm not saying religion is a bad thing, but I think religion should never outweigh who you are as a people. It should never overcome your culture. It should be utilized for personal growth, but not something that you could say, if you're not a Muslim or if you're not a Christian, I can't associate with you, because we don't have the luxury of being separated, especially with what's going on around us in the world, let alone this country. And I want to get back to what I was discussing last week, where I was discussing certain words and how they play a part, how we internalize, you know, certain things subconsciously. And as I mentioned last week when I said understand. So let's break that word up. Okay, stand means to stand for something. Under means to go under, to be beneath something. So we yelling at each other, yeah, I understand. But how can we stand when we're going under? You know? So we can't stand straight because we're under. We're not understanding. We're not taking what's in us and standing on that. We under. Standing, we going below a stand. So when we say we're not standing for anything, when we're falling for any and everything, that's part. Now let's take the other word that we use daily. And like I said, this is black facts. This is black facts. We use a word every day. Hello. What do hello starts with? But we wonder why we catching hell. You know, and good morning, as I mentioned last week, we're mourning, you know, we're going through hell, but as a 5%er, it was, you know, one of the lessons was go through hell in order to get right. So we're being forced to go through this hell now in order for us to get right. And we have to be mindful of how we came across what we interpret as a religion, as something to help us grow. And where we've been told, you know, wait for paradise. Get yours later. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, the ones who gave us the religion is getting his now. He's getting everything now. Got us waiting for paradise or the hereafter. Now, the hereafter, we can work on that. We can work on the hereafter because the hereafter can be here after we remember. And this is another word, remember. Remember who we are. That means we come back to who we are and become members of the black family, of the African family, you know, where we become family again, where we no longer allow other people to give us what they think we should have, tell us who they think we should be. And we're fine with it. However, another black fact, when it comes to each other, now we got all the pushback in the world. We push back towards each other. You know, we debate with each other. However, with anybody else, a lot of times we cow down. We got to stop that. It's unhealthy, and it's not getting us where we need to be as a people, as a collective. Sure, there's plenty individuals who are well off, wealthy on their own, but these same individuals that are wealthy, they are living in fear. They are afraid of losing their money. Some of them, you know, let's take, you know, Kanye West. You know, and Kyrie Irving, when Kyrie spoke articulate, every word was articulate. When he spoke about how he felt and why he, you know, he felt he shouldn't have to be apologizing. And, you know, the opposition took a different approach. The opposition decided, look, we don't want young black boys looking at you and thinking that they could stand up on something right when it comes to what we say. we want you to cow down and bow down so that they know that they have to do the same thing. And this is what's happening to us. And we don't even realize it. Some of us. There's a lot of us on the front lines fighting, putting out information, you know, striving, nudging us, pushing us, shaking us, trying to wake us up, let us know that, look, now's the time. Either we do it now or we're going to be in a position that our ancestors would be ashamed for us to be in. How often do we talk about our ancestors other than the ones that were supposedly been enslaved? We had ancestors prior to that, that had powerful ancestors. That was one of the reasons that I gave you guys a couple people to pull up to let you know that we are creators. We are innovators. Now, I've said on, you know, I don't know if my guy is on here, my man Solution, you know. I don't know if he's on. We often kind of disagree with this being a great country, you know. And the reason that I disagree with this being a great country is because it's only great because of us. It's only great because of how other people can come here and live off of us, can put their stores, their shops, their items in our communities and raise their children, send their children to trade school, college, send their children on trips around the world. And we can't, and we're unable to even send our children to college paid for a free ride, paid for. We have to take loans out. Something's wrong with that picture, people. Something's wrong with it. So, you know, Solution did say, what is manipulation, you know, and exploitation. Those are the two things. And I totally agree with him with that, that we are being manipulated and we are being exploited. And we are being manipulated through things that we hold dear. You know, politics and religions we hold dear. And politics and religion, when you really look at it, what is this really doing for us? How has it really helped us as a collective? We're talking as a collective here. We're not talking individually. It helps you to stop doing certain things and help you grow to a certain manner by refraining from certain things. We're not talking to that. And I'm not exactly attacking religion per se. I just want us to understand. And I got to, you know, I'm so used to saying that word that I got to remove it from my vocabulary. Us to understand from within ourselves that how can we accept something that divides us as a whole and doesn't help us grow as a collective, where many of us, our young people, we are unable to tell them, look, go to church. We are unable to tell them to go to the mosque. However, we will be able to get them to understand spirituality. We will get them to understand that the greatest part of any of us is within us. This body has an expiration date. That inner being does not. That inner being goes back to the creator. Now, you know, let's look at it in a manner of how we've been taught about Jesus, that he's came here in the form of God. He came here as God to make us aware that, you know, we had a God consciousness. So if we can look at Jesus and the manipulation with Jesus, from my understanding, is our rivals, our ex-enslavers utilized something that was a part of our culture and twisted it and made it work for them in a manner that it had us subconsciously depending on them for our salvation. When it says Jesus died for your salvation and he's your only savior, if we all are born with the God consciousness that has to be awakened, nevertheless, where they say you've been reborn, there's truth in the religions. However, we have to be able to dissect it and bring it to what it is and how it tied into us prior to them utilizing it to manipulate us. When you say that we are created in spirit, our spirit is what connects us to God, not our flesh. Our flesh, we see what happens to the flesh. The flesh lays out in a casket. It goes in the ground. The spirit doesn't. The air, gas, and energy goes back to the creator. The creator, you know, so we all are a part of that power. And this is what they don't want us to know. This is how they manipulate us to feel like what we're looking for, we got to look to somebody else. But what we're looking for is already within us. We just have to learn how to tap into it. And that's what it's about. It's about being able to tap into who we are, who we once were, and be able to realize that whenever someone leaves here, they're not what we use the word that they're giving us as dead. They transition. They transition to another form, to another state where we are unable to touch them physically. But how can you come from something and then you're going back to nothing? You got to go back to something. You got to go back to what you was created to prior to coming here. So we have to reconnect. And it's going to be a journey to reconnect to who we once were, not who we are now, because who we are now is a Frankenstein. You know, we are a bunch of parts of a bunch of other people, but we are not who we are. I'm pretty sure most of you heard of the Frankenstein story, and you know Frankenstein was a monster put together of all these different body parts from other people. Instead of body parts, we got all other people's cultures and ideologies implanted and indoctrinated in us, so to we're so lost and confused to we accept just about anything, and we fight with each other, and we don't believe that we're capable of unifying because we believe what we're told and we do what we're told, except when it comes from us, because we've been subconsciously manipulated to think that who was going to save us is the same one that has been enslaving us. That's what we've been psychologically and subconsciously clinging to, you know. So we look at outside of ourselves. We speak about storefronts and you know, other people coming in our neighborhoods, and we welcome them. We welcome them in. Oh, come in. Hey, you know, this and that. Yeah, we're going to buy from you. But when you really look at it, how many of these are welcoming us? How many of our children who are out on the corners selling drugs because these people we're giving money to won't hire our children. This has to stop, and we have the ability to stop it. We have to understand that no longer are we going to be going understanding and not standing on what we're capable of. We're going to understand. We're going to take from what's within us and stand on solid ground and start doing for each other. What happens if what they've been talking about, the rival, the ex-enslaver, the opposition, decides, if they decide to take the dollar away, because right now there are other countries whose dollar is worth more than the American dollar at this point, you know, so now this is why we're paying more and getting less, because the dollar is not holding the value that it once had before, because there's other people, specifically Chinese, you know, they have basically cornered the market of who's the number one duplicator of anything, from music to items to cars to technology. They've duplicated everything at a lower price. Now they're in demand, going to take over the world economically. This is where we fall short. When it comes to economics, we're so inclined to give our money to other people, and we are so resistant to keep our money to ourselves. So that means we have to understand that we have the ability to change these things. We have to start sending our children to do jobs that will help our community. We need lawyers. We need doctors. Okay? We need those. We need therapists. Okay? We need scientists. We need archaeologists. We need plumbers. We need electricians. We need carpenters. We need, these are agriculture. We need individuals that can be able to bring what they've learned back to our community. Look at us, people. Look at what we have to do. We often talk about slavery and things of that nature, and we say our forefathers, they suffered. Are we not suffering? Are we not suffering when you look at what we are doing? Having to get up out of your bed every day, sometimes to work two jobs, and check this piece out. When you work, a hand comes in it and takes out what they want to take out and gives you what they think you worth, what they say you worth. And now you got to take what they say you worth and make a living. I mean, come on. We got to call it what it is. We got to call it what it is. We got to stop pussyfooting around and playing like we free. This is another word. They're talking about this is a free country. We yell this out. We speak about this. This is a free country. What's free about a country that you got to pay even to die? So what's free? You even now, you water once was free. Now you paying for water. So what's really free? Other than we free to come together utilize each other as assets and stop being liabilities. Stop as family members, as spouses, as partners. We have to, like my sister Lisa said, we have to love. We have to understand. No more understanding. Understanding out. We have to understand. We have to understand. We have to understand what's going on within the person. We have to take time and listen to each other. We have to get away from our egos. You know, we have the ability. Now, this is going to take some work. We're going to have to change some things. We're going to have to give up some things that we like to do. We're not going to be able to, you know, to go get our nails done every week. Go spend a lot of money getting our head did every 2 weeks. Not put money on it, give money to the bookie. Spend money on the tickets. Drink every weekend. Buy a bag of weed, you know, every other day. These are things we're going to have to cut out. We're going to have to put a, if you can't stop it, put a limitation. I challenge everybody on this line. Step away from something you like that you know definitely that your money goes towards and start putting that money aside. Putting that money aside, put it in a jar, put it under your pillow. So when we're ready to make this move, we finance our own movement. We believe the government is here to help us. Come on. When the election comes for Biden, any of you, vote for Biden. Do your research. You don't have to search far because what has Biden did for us since he's been in office? What has he done? And, you know, this is where, when it comes to, you know, elections, they hit us with emotions. They tell us, don't vote for the other guy because he ain't going to do nothing for you. None of them has been doing anything for us, including our one that looked like us. He didn't do nothing for us either. When you look at it, things got worse since he got in there. We were all excited emotionally because a black man was elected, but grant you, you got to remember, these individuals, if they represent a party, they chosen. So they go according to a certain type of ideology that the party carries. They're not for us. We need to start, if we're going to vote, we have to put the candidate in, and the candidate has to be independent. No Republican, no Democrat, because they already have agendas, and their agenda has been working finely because they battle in front of us and put the blame on each other. And at the end of the day, they sitting at a table having dinner, laughing at us all, including people who don't look like us. They're getting the shaft too, to a certain extent. However, they're able to live off of us, though. We are the number one commodity of other people, so it's time for us to start being the commodity of ourselves. With that, I'm going to end it right there. And I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back. You know, producer, give us a song. Want to mellow out a little bit because, you know, second part, basically, I want to.
She's my favorite girl.
Things I used to do, how mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new perfume. I never understood how mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, one of a kind, you got yours and I've got mine.
Okay, that was for all the mothers. Wanted to play that for all you mothers. You know, happy Mother's Day, even though every day is technically Mother's Day because you are the ones who work, you know, have the most difficult job of nurturing and raising the children. And, you know, my sister Lisa, she exemplifies it in a manner that makes me proud, you know, when I hear, you know, both her children, the way they appreciate her and, you know, honor her. That's important. That means she did a great job of raising them. And, you know, that should never be taken lightly. That when women give their all to make sure their children come up to the best of their ability. That's to be admired. That's to be upheld. As men, you know, we, myself included, fall short sometimes. Fall short on, especially in our younger age, running around, you know, trying like a peacock strutting, you know, like a rabbit trying to hump everything, and it's really caused a lot of hardship within our communities because we didn't stand up. And it's truly difficult to put 100% blame on us because many of us didn't know. That's why it's important now that we change the scenario. No longer do we go with what's subscribed with, you know, religion. Oh, each generation supposed to get worse. Nah, I don't want to hear that. No, it only get worse if we allow it to get worse. We have to step up and make some changes within ourselves in order to make the changes within our children. Our children are out there wilding because we fell victim. Something went wrong with us because we didn't have the proper connection and the proper way, understanding to deal with our women. Whether we can stay together or not is not the most important thing at this point. Because if you're unable to make it work with somebody and it's going to be a better environment for the child, if you're not together, then so be it. However, as adults, we have an obligation and a responsibility to the children that we made to find a way to let them enjoy both their parents at some point. Whether it's you, if you remarry and you got to bring your present people with you to go to do something together, then that's what it has to be done. We have to give our children both parents because what's happening out here now is there's a lot of imbalance in both the men, young men, and women, young kings and young queens, because they didn't have both parents. They didn't have the disciplinarian and the one for the guidance. They had to count on one parent to be all things. And it's almost impossible for one parent to be all things to the child. And whether a woman wants to or not, she can do the best she can to emulate a man, the same as a man. He can do the best he can to emulate a woman. That's why if it was designed for us to raise the children alone, then we'd have been able to create the child alone. So with that being said, if anybody's on the line, let's talk about it all. Caller, let's talk about it. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Caller.
Good evening, Shadi. How you doing?
I'm great, sis. How are you?
All right. I was all ready for a lesson for us, but you didn't throw it out there. But I do want to tell you that I was really impressed when you were stating that we all as a people need to start using our money wisely and thinking about who we put in office, you know, do our research. And from you, that good speech you gave, I decided that for me, you're right. I'm going to make a promise to myself that I'm going to stop giving my money to buying clothes when we know we already have enough, but we still see something and we decide we got to have it, which we don't, put that money somewhere else, and it may become to some use later on. I always tell you this, that, you know, I've always looked up to you and my brother's friends, how y'all used to be on 17th Ave, and once you became a young man, you turned that block into an empire, you know, that you had your little stores and your businesses and things for young people. It's good that, you know, all you and your friends all have different type of visions that you made come true and into reality. Mother's Day is tomorrow, and you're right. I was talking to a couple of women at my job today of different races, and as we got to talking, they was amazed to see that we as a people, all colors, we have the same common goal and thing going, that we want the same things. We want happiness. We want our children. Like this one, it was a Spanish-speaking worker I had with me, and she was saying how she just feel down. And then it was a white one go with us, and she invited her to bring her daughter over as a play date. And the Spanish one couldn't understand that the white lady was offering to take care of her child for a while the mother go out and let her hair down. And I was like telling her, it's a village. We as a people, we all women, no matter what color we are, we all have the same common ground that we want happiness all around for us, our children, and our family. And I love this show that you got tonight. It's bringing out a lot of good points. And I want to tell you, I didn't think Saturday would be good, but Saturday is an excellent day that you did pick. And I hope that it broadens out to a bigger brand of more people and listeners. So I want to thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you, sis. It's always my pleasure to listen to you and, you know, and to converse with you. It's always my pleasure. You know how we do. We go so far back. You know, you're always welcome. I just urge everyone to, you know, to strive to invite another person. You know, invite another person. Every week, try to invite somebody different. You know, and I still, you know, can't emphasize it enough. I'm still at 20 subscribers. I still would like to get, you know, I would really appreciate it to get to the 50, get that other 30 subscribers in there, because I have some stuff that I haven't even spoken about that I'm really, you know, I really want to start doing. I mean, an hour is really, you know, not a lot of time for all the passion and all the things that I want to share with us and everything that we as a collective can do. We are a great people. As I said, we don't say this country is great a lot of times because we are the ones who make it great. And because we're the ones who make it great, it comes at our expense. So other people say it's great because they come and they are able to live off of us and get their wildest dreams fulfilled. When we're a lot of times living a nightmare, we have the ability to change that. However, it's about raising our consciousness, raising our intellect, and increasing our spirituality and being able to connect with each other spiritually, where we can connect with anyone. It won't even, once we get to the spiritual connection, the spirit don't have a color. So once we can connect spiritually, those who are like-minded and like spirit will come. They will be welcome. I'm not opposed to other ethnicities or other nationalities being around. It's just the fact that I see that a lot of times when it comes to us, we have to just do us first. We have to be in a position where people want to be around us just for the sake of our greatness, not around us to see what they could get from us, where we're being a commodity used to further their, you know, their vision or their family's, you know, sustainment. We have to be able to further our own. And is it another caller? Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Let's talk about
Hello?
It.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, yes, welcome to Let's sure. Talk About It All. Let's talk about it.
I just want to say a great show. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. This is Ingrid. I just want to give a special shout out to Lisa. Lisa, I listen to your podcast all the time, and the information that you do give is wonderful. Again, great show, and I just want to say I appreciate you, babe. I appreciate all the information that you give that you do give to others. You're a great man. You're a great person. And great show.
Thank you. For all of you who may not know, this is my wife. This is the first time really speaking. And I love and appreciate you as well. And thank you for your comments. And happy early Mother's Day.
Thank you, babe.
All right, anyone else? Anyone else, you know, that's on the line that would like to chime in and, you know, just give a statement or anything, you know, just whatever. You know, my wife and my son says that, you know, when I talk, when I speak in a manner where, you know, people don't normally ask questions because, you know, I make it clear or something in that effect, you know, that, but I really thank everyone for taking the time out of their busy day. As I said earlier, you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with us on, you know, this Saturday.
I wanted to say one thing.
Go ahead.
I met your wife on a couple of occasions, but I just want to let people know that not only black love, but black relationships and unity, you know, together, it becomes one. So, like, how great you are is because you have another greater person linking your arm next to you. And see, that's what people got to realize, that everybody that's great, they have someone that's holding their hand and got their back. Like me, like, I'm a single woman, but I have my brother. Me and my brother, we always got each other back and we talk. You always got to have your private cheering team in back of you. And that's what I like about you and Ingrid, because she allows you to be who you want to be. And that's what women have supposed to do. They supposed to not allow, I'm sorry, I might be doing the wrong word, but be who they supposed to be, their purpose in life. And I think that both of y'all do connect and become and work out that type. And I hope that, you know, you both can, you know, you treat her good tomorrow and she have a lovely Mother's Day. Also, Ingrid. Thank you, Sade.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And it is important. It is important. I don't normally say, you know, how long we've been married, but I'm going to say it today. We've been married. We actually got married twice. So at one point, it would be 24 years. And then with the license, it would be 22 years that we've been married. Now, this, yeah, we have struggles. We have disagreements. It's not, you know, we have to realize that love has to change. Love cannot remain the same because people don't remain the same. So love has to evolve with the individuals. You have to be patient. You have to be tolerant. You have to be understanding, you know? And, you know, you have to understand that it's not going to be a walk in the park. But once you realize that men and women are meant to work together, be together, and that was something that I had to learn. I had to learn that. I didn't look at it that way. I came, as you said, Sister Lisa, the majority of my years I spent on the block, so my loyalty was to my guys. My loyalty was to the block. You know, it took, you know, and, you know, I had a vision for the whole block to really own the whole entire block. But at the time, my guys couldn't see it. And my wife saw the vision, and we were able to accomplish what we were able to accomplish, getting a piece of the block, you know. So I want young brothers and sisters to understand that, you know, many of us are not going to come to the relationship 100% because we have a lot of baggage, we have a lot of past trauma and all of these different things. However, we can bring the best of us, what the best parts of us, and put that into the relationship and put that into helping each other grow. Because it's about ultimately supporting and helping each other. No matter what hardships or trials come, ultimately you want to be able to know that someone got your back, and they want to know that, as you said, Sister Lisa, that you have their back. And that's something we're going to continue to work on, because that's something that has been deliberately. Now, we don't want to, you know, when I speak, I'm speaking with solutions, but in order to heal any illness, you have to diagnose the symptoms. You have to diagnose the symptoms. So there's a lot of symptoms that we've gotten from, you know, outside of us. However, our healing has to begin within. We have to start healing within ourselves. Once we start healing, then everything's going to start healing around us. How can we help our children if we're broken? They're watching us. They're emulating us. If we are not striving with all that is within us to fix ourselves, it's really no hope for them. And they're the future. So we have to really do what we have to do. And I'm going to end it with that. Special thanks to my brother, Jay Sean, for handling the production side of the show. I would like everyone to tune in every Monday to Humble Visions from 8:30 to 9:15. Every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9 p.m. Every Friday to Keeping It Real from 8 to 10 p.m. Every Sunday to Point of Impact from 7 to 8 p.m. Also tune in to Grown Folk Talking I dial in 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. And I urge you, and I'm humbly asking any of you that's on the line, go to the YouTube site if you haven't already subscribed. And if you did, try to get some other individuals to subscribe and just go down and listen to some of the talks that, you know, that some of the information that is on the YouTube site. You know, just, you know, that's my reward for, you know, individuals to get more involved into what we're striving to do, because I'm sincere about what I'm doing. This is not something that I'm doing to get paid. This is something, my reward, my pay is us unifying and making a difference within ourselves, within our families, within our communities. I pray to you, the creator of all in existence, to touch every heart and renew every mind. And renew every mind who hears the vibration of my voice, so that our hearts and minds and souls will come together and function as though we are one body. I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of unity and forgiveness, and with the ability to put aside our differences so that we can work together towards the much-needed changes within ourselves and within our communities for the sake of present and future generations. I pray with all my heart that our Creator has planted something incredible within each and every one of us, and we will carry with us and share with others from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. Anything that I said that was unclear or confusing came from me. I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love or care about just to see how they are doing or if they're okay. With that being said, may all of you be inspired and motivated to begin your journey towards a higher level of thinking and self-evaluation. Until our next encounter, have a great night. I love you all like I love myself.
Maybe just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, walk amongst the stars at night.
I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. Well, I've shared so many pains, and I played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow, somewhere, someday. And I